This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump is filling out his legal team just days before the opening arguments in his Senate impeachment trial. We get more from AP's Sagar Meghani at the White House.
They say the president's legal team figures the trial will last no more than 2 weeks, which would be far shorter than Andrew Johnson's trial in 1868 and Bill Clinton's in 1999. But there's still a question about whether the Senate will allow more witnesses, which could extend the trial. It takes a supermajority to convict 67 senators. Both Johnson and Clinton were acquitted, and President Trump figures he's next.
There was nothing done wrong.
A person familiar says the president's boosting his legal team before opening arguments next week, adding former Harvard law professor Alan Dershowitz and ex-independent counsel Ken Starr, among others. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has offered his prime minister a second chance after the man offered to resign in the middle of an audio leak scandal. A recording circulated online featured a man believed to be Prime Minister Oleksiy Honcharuk discussing the president's perceived lack of economic knowledge. It had thrown Honcharuk's position, that is, into doubt, but the prime minister said that the recording had been doctored. Some had questioned whether Honcharuk was using his resignation as simply a test of the president's trust in his work. President Zelensky is a former comedian who had no political experience when he swept to power last year. He has uprooted Ukrainian politics with a sweeping anti-corruption reform platform. He is also a central figure in the impeachment of U.S. President Donald Trump. For more, log on to voanews.com. This is VOA News. Iran's supreme leader.